Welcome back, everyone, to In Touch with NTouch, where we explore the cutting edge of artificial intelligence and machine learning in the business world. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney, and I am thrilled to have you here today. On our last episode, we took a deep dive into the current capabilities of InTouch's AI ML solutions, exploring features like intelligent weather, which is amazing, intelligent transition, their intelligent maintenance issue model, and how these tools help revolutionize facility management. And if you haven't caught that episode yet, I highly recommend giving it a listen. It really sets the stage for today's conversation, where we will be looking into the future of InTouch's AI ML roadmap. What's coming up next? How can it help streamline operations, save energy, and of course, reduce costs? And to break it all down, we are joined once again by Simone Sams, VP of Product at InTouch, here to share her insights on what's ahead in the world of AI ML advancements for facility managers. So Simone, welcome back to the show. After this show today, I want to catch up, of course, on your upcoming RV cycling trip, because we talked about that last time and we could probably take three podcasts to talk about that, but we're not here for that. So we'll get to the business first.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to be here and share what we're working on at InTouch. And spring is the perfect time for RV and cycle trips, and we've got some adventures coming up that I'll share with you after the show.
Yeah, absolutely, because you're all over the place. So let's kind of rein things in here and get to what we're talking about here, because we're jumping into the future. So before we kind of take a look of what's coming up with InTouch, if you can give us a quick recap of what InTouch is doing right now when it comes to AI ML capabilities.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now, our AI and ML power platform is designed to bring intelligence and efficiency to facility management. So some of our key solutions, you mentioned a few of these, and I'll just touch on them briefly. Intelligent weather. So intelligent weather is our AI ML model that aligns HVAC system settings with real-time localized weather. It ensures optimal performance and energy savings when extreme weather events pop up. Our intelligent transition feature. So intelligent transition is designed to provide a seamless transition between your occupancy and vacancy periods and eliminates the need for manual thermostat adjustments and prevents your HVAC systems from starting further in advance than they need to in the morning or running up in the evening longer than they need to. Our intelligent maintenance model predicts equipment failure before it happens. This saves facility managers time and repair costs by giving you some predictability into when a piece of equipment is going to get into an unrecoverable state and needs some maintenance, needs some repair. And then last but not least, our sensor failure detection. So we use AI and ML to help identify faulty sensors and communicate these issues back to our system to help our clients and our support teams reduce troubleshooting time drastically.
And the intelligence maintenance issue model, I'm just thinking, I wish we had that for all of our appliances, because that,
right?
Wouldn't that be easy if we could use that in the home?
Right, if we all knew when our home HVAC equipment or our washing machine or our dryer, if we knew that the system performance of that equipment was starting to fail or that something was going on with that, for us to know that at home, it would be pretty incredible. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see that sometime in the future.
Yeah, it would make scheduling a lot easier. So we've heard about what InTouch is currently doing, but I want to talk about the future. Where is InTouch headed next? What does the future hold for AI and machine learning in the platform?
So let's talk about our intelligent transition feature and what the future holds for that recovery transition. So if you remember from our last podcast, we talked about intelligent transition, which helps us optimize energy between occupancy and vacancy periods, both in the morning when we're opening up our location and in the evening when we're closing and moving from occupancy to vacancy. So we're making some additional adjustments to this model to allow for seamless real-time system adjustments and intelligent synchronization. So right now, when changes are made to a schedule, there's a lag period from when that change is made to when the intelligent transition feature will update. We are making some changes so that once that schedule change is made, that intelligent transition feature will dynamically update in real time So as soon as that next transition period comes, say I make that change in the morning to the schedule, that next transition period in the evening, that change will already be made. Another thing that we are adding to our AI ML suite is a tool that we're calling Intelligent Health. This is really going to be a big game changer for our facility managers. This is a diagnostic tool that's going to run continuously in the background, helping to surface potential issues before they escalate. It uses advanced AI and ML to provide smarter recommendations, track equipment performance over time. So we're going to get a historical performance of what the unit's doing. And it can even automatically insert proactive work orders based on its findings directly into your CMMS system. So the goal with this intelligent health feature is to empower our facility managers to stay ahead of problems. I talked about that a lot on the last podcast, but our whole goal with all of these features is to help our facility managers move from a reactive state to proactive and make their operations smoother than ever before. We are also making some adjustments to our and some advancements to our intelligent weather feature. So again, this is our tool that helps facility managers and support teams manage extreme weather events. We're going to add a whole new layer of intelligence to this feature that's going to be able to adapt to seasonal shifts. So imagine never having to adjust that thermostat set points again because your facility knows what it needs. So it knows that the weather has changed. So again, currently we look at extreme weather events. So we think about the winter time, we get an extreme chill that's going to come through the Northeast, it's going to drop temperatures. Our system's able to dynamically adjust, looking at historical performance in those types of conditions, inside temperature, unit performance. So imagine now being able to take that same intelligence, not just have that work with extreme weather events, but week to week, what's happening within your local environment. So for example, I live in Arkansas. I know a lot of our customers are in Texas. We get these really crazy weather shifts. They're not necessarily extreme weather events, but I can go from a Monday, actually, I think it happened this week, 75 degrees. Today, we're closer to 50. I would love for my HVAC system to dynamically adjust, knowing that it's made that change from, again, maybe being at 75, going down to 50. How does that need to change the temperature in my space? How does my system need to dynamically adjust to that? So, again, not just looking at those extreme weather events where we're getting these 30 degree shifts maybe, but even these smaller shifts, let's say 10 degrees. So those typical shoulder season, kind of up and down, weather changes during the week, and having the system dynamically adjust to those versus, again, having to have somebody go in, whether it's a facility manager or your team of facility managers have to go in and make those changes to all of the facilities that you have within that area where that weather is making those small adjustments, but the system being able to real-time adjust and adapt to those small changes. So we're looking at doing that throughout the year for those small changes, and then ideally adding AI and ML into those shoulder season changes. So typically our clients, as they're moving from fall to winter, winter into spring, we have what's called shoulder seasons, which we're kind of in a shoulder season right now in some parts of the country, where there's some days where we're looking at heat, there's some days we're looking at HVAC. Again, how can we use our system and the models that we've built to optimize those temperatures during those times to efficiently use energy and set those set points? Again, so that your facility managers are not having to worry about and constantly look at what is the weather doing and what changes do we need to go in and manually make to adapt to those weather changes. And the last one that the last thing on here that I want to call out on our roadmap is an integration with what we call non-end touch devices. So we are expanding all of our models to include predictive insights for any of our customers that have non-end touch devices. So this is going to open up the door for our broader ecosystem support, making our tools more versatile and powerful within multi-vendor environments. And I want to talk for a second where we tend to see this. So end touch has a really unique ability to take over existing building management systems and legacy equipment. And what that means is that for a lot of our clients that come to us, with existing systems that they put a lot of money into, we don't necessarily need to do a rip and replace and install InTouch equipment in those sites. We can actually use different pieces of equipment to connect to those non-InTouch devices that are controlling different HVAC and lighting equipment within your site. And when we do that, you're able to pull all of those data points into our system. So it's a huge benefit to InTouch. In the past, those devices have not been included in our AI and ML models. So those customers haven't been able to take advantage of some of these models and some of these features that we've been talking about. And we're working now, and the team is working now, to build out the models to be able to include these, again, what we call these non-InTouch devices. So any customer that comes to us and is using our system will be able to take advantage of all of these AI and ML models and all of these features in the same way that our customers that have InTouch devices or InTouch thermostats managing that equipment.
I really like how you talk about, you know, what InTouch is doing right now to make things seamless, because I mean, it's so important. You don't want that downtime, because if I have to fix something, how many people have to be displaced, or do we have to shut down? And then being proactive about it as well, because the earlier you can find out, the better, right? Planning is key. So let me have you take a look a little farther out. We've kind of talked about the future, but is there anything in the way of technologies that InTouch is looking at now or just starting to explore that you might be able to share with us?
Yeah, so another area that we're beginning to explore is natural language processing. And there's a lot of systems out there that use natural language processing. NLP focuses on enabling machines to understand, interpret, and generate human language. This is something that we are just starting to kind of scratch the surface on in our space to figure out how we can use this to better support our customers. And much of this will be probably initially focused internally. So how do we better, how do our support teams better support our customers? And so we want to build a platform where facility managers can simply describe an issue in their native tongue, their plain language, and our AI can analyze that input to generate actionable recommendations. So this could be somewhere from running reports from the client side. And then on the support side, this could be in chatbot form. One of the areas that I'm really excited about is within our CMMS integrations. And we've talked about this before, but InTouch has integrations with a number of CMMS providers, which is the computerized maintenance systems that our customers use. Our integration allows our system to talk to the CMMS system. It allows our customers to create work orders in that CMMS system and assign them to InTouch and have our team review them. Right now, we typically have our automation system review those work orders first, and then they go to support. And this is an area where we really see natural language processing be able to come in and make a huge impact. So right now, we're kind of hampered by however the fields in the work order get filled out. So, you know, as long as the person opening that work order selected the right drop down, they selected the right area that the HVAC may not be working in, the right issue, the right problem code, then our automation and our systems can handle that work order appropriately. But what we find a lot of times is we know our facility managers are busy. We know those folks, those store managers, they open work orders. They don't always select the right problem code. And so oftentimes when you're relying on that for automation, the problem doesn't get handled correctly. And so bringing natural language processing into this work order process where we can actually then use the system to review the notes that store manager or facility manager has included into that work order, we're now not stuck to just using those problem codes. So we could look at it and say, oh, they opened up a problem code for too hot, or the problem code says too hot. But when our system actually used natural language processing, we read the notes, what we actually saw is something totally different. That maybe, and I'll use a real world example, they noted in the notes that They heard a loud bang and the system isn't working anymore. Well, that's probably not just that the system needs to be turned up or down from a temperature perspective. There's probably a bigger issue there that a tech needs to come out and visit. So if we're able to review those notes and the system, the computer is able to review those notes, that actually totally changes the way that we respond to that work order on the first try. So that's going to help us, again, support our customers faster and better so that we can continue to lead our human power and our human resources to support the problems that need more human interaction, or our facility managers to manage those problems that need that human interaction, and allow our automation to use AI and ML to respond more appropriately the first time around and not have to have that second pass by a human to get it right.
And I think natural language processing would be so helpful. We talk about the human element. Imagine if we could have it with humans, because increasing the communication would be key for a lot of relationships, but that's a whole other podcast. So
yep.
Let's talk about, you know, when you're talking about, you're kind of just touching on this, but really providing a future where AI not only detects, predicts these issues. And, you know, as you said, taking the human input from a company or facility and putting it where it can be better used, and not that it makes it so dependent on using the humans to take care of things that AI and machine learning can take care of. So before we wrap up, because we've talked about some amazing things here, but I know you might have a few other things that you want to share with the audience before we kind of close things out.
Yeah, I just want to reiterate, and again, we talked about this on the last podcast, but you know, our strategy and thought process around NTouch, around AI and ML at NTouch, is all about helping our facility managers work smarter and not harder. And so our philosophy about incorporating AI and ML into our products is rooted in solving real world problems. So we are looking to solve problems that our customers face, the facility managers face, their teams face, as well as our support team in supporting our customers. So anything that we can solve, any challenge that we can solve, and real world challenge that we can solve by analyzing large data sets, uncovering actionable trends that help turn reactive facility management into proactive operations, those are the things that we're going to focus on. We are not looking to just add AI and ML just to add it, just to say we have it. We want to do it in places that make sense, that increase efficiency, and create a more seamless and stress-free approach to facility management. This is really an exciting time in facility management with all these tools that are coming out. There's going to be more to come on this. You know, the more sensors we can get on equipment, the more data we can get, the more we can use AI and ML, again, to help turn our facility managers' day-to-day life into more of a proactive approach from a reactive approach.
We could be here for a couple of hours to talk about all of this and still wouldn't really scratch the surface, but you've definitely piqued my interest. I'm sure you have piqued the interest of a lot of other people out there. So I will look at facilities differently now, wondering what the temperature is and if, you know, AI and ML are all kind of doing what they can. So thank you for your time and thank you for sharing with us today. And I want to thank all of you for listening out there. If you have any questions or you would like to learn more about Intelligent Insights, you can visit their website, ntouchcontrols.com, to schedule a discussion to see if Intelligent Insights can help your business. And you can always reach out to InTouch directly at info@ntouchcontrols.com for more information. That's going to do it for this episode of InTouch with NTouch. I want to thank you for tuning in, and don't forget to subscribe for more insights, tips, and innovations to make facility management easier and more effective. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney. Thanks for joining us. We hope to connect with you on another podcast soon.